But first, one of the headlines yesterday, Jerry Jones on the stand. Downtown Dallas, the big courthouse. Jerry was asked to testify in this case of the seven plaintiffs against the National Football League. The folks that had tickets to the Super Bowl, but when they showed up on game day at the Death Star, their seats were not ready. And these people are really, really upset. Now, we read in the newspaper what Jerry had to say yesterday on the stand, but there were no cameras allowed in the room, in the courtroom, so we didn't really get to hear it. But this show has exclusively procured the audio of Jerry on the witness stand. Now, he was up there for 2.5 hours, so we've had to edit this down a little bit. We don't have time to play the entire 2.5 hours of his testimony. But here's the beginning and some of the highlights. This is exclusive audio from the courtroom yesterday.
Mr. Jones, would you raise your right hand and swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Sure. I swear to God, but listen, hey, I swore to God that I'd draft Johnny Manziel, and you saw how that turned out. I swore I'd never have my face stretched paper thin by a Brazilian quack. You saw how that worked out. Hell, Judge, I swore I'd forsake all others in sickness and in health, and then these two strippers drove down from Stillwater.
Mr. Jones, as judge, I have to tell you to stop. Please, no rambling.
All right, well, I'd like to make a motion to put the whole system on trial. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, you can't make motions. Second, I think you got that from a movie.
Uh-huh.
And third, let the plaintiff's attorney ask you some questions.
All right, then. Good morning to you, Judge. I appreciate that.
Good morning to you.
What you drinking?
Yeah,
let me get
morning.
You something.
Well, I'm not drinking.
Good morning
right
to
now.
You.
Good morning
all
to
right,
you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Okay, all right. Mr. Avenatti, you may proceed.
Thank you there, Judge. Mr. Jones, state your name and occupation.
Jerry Elizabeth Jones. I'm the owner and general mismanager of the Dallas Cowboys.
Thank you. Did you conspire with the NFL to set an all-time attendance record?
Well, let me just start off by saying I didn't know those strippers. I was never in that restroom.
What?
I didn't even know pocket phones had cameras on them, and Roosevelt was supposed to vet them gals fully, and he didn't do
Mr.
it.
Jones,
and I'm going to find
Jones,
him $75,000.
Mr. Jones, please answer the question being asked to you.
Well, I object in the name of the law.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Mr. Jones, please answer the question.
All right.
Yeah, let me try this.
What's the question?
Were you interested in setting an attendance record no matter the cost?
Well, I was, but I wasn't. But I did, and I don't. I think that we as an organization, or me having did what I did it, did I do it or not, that means that when it comes to having or not being able to have or unable to not uninstall the seats in question,
what?
I think it's pretty clear, and I want to be very clear about
I'm sorry.
That. Judge, I appreciate it. I'm going to leave now.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I don't even understand any of that. I don't understand what he's talking about. You're talking like you got a head injury or something. Look, the people I represent claim that you and the NFL did not do enough to compensate them after the seats were unavailable at the Super
well,
Bowl.
Well, let me, can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm letting you talk right now.
All right. Judge, can I talk?
Please.
Okay, now I got to think of something to say. All right.
All right, Mr. Jones.
No, listen. I offered these idiots, these plaintiffs, I offered them free nachos, a meet and greet with Tayshard Choice, a free coupon for half off a domestic beer, and I think that about does it. I think that's pretty good.
That leads me to my next question, Mr. Jones. Do you feel like you've really offered a proper settlement
yes.
for seven poor NFL fans
yes,
who
I do.
Got displaced and didn't get to go to the Super Bowl?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think that we didn't go far enough. I think there's one more thing we should have given them.
What's that?
The death penalty. Can we do that in here, Judge?
Mr. Jones,
is that the kind of court this is?
Mr. Jones,
kind of court this is?
I'm about to hold you in contempt of court for not only your behavior on the stand, but this entourage that you brought with you, mascot of the team?
Yeah, that's Rowdy. He's rooting me on here.
And who are these
that's
kids?
The worst that's the mascot of the United States.
Well, there's Steven over there.
Who's the kid running around in diapers?
That's Jerry Jr.
Well,
that's my family.
Get Jerry Jr. out of here if
he's
in diapers.
The Jones family was on this thing from the beginning. Steven even spent the night at the stadium. The night before to make sure those seats were installed. I even spent the night at the stadium after Gene found out about those strippers and those pictures came out there. All right? We're on it. And I want everyone here to know that. Look, I don't have time for this crap. I got free agency starting, and I got to get out of here and mismanage that. I'm springing Johnny Football from rehab in about 20 minutes. I got to get in a helicopter for that. All right? Good morning to you.
All right, double birds.
Take
your seat. No double birds.
Double birds.
You're in contempt of court.
I got questions.
I'm getting Papa John's.
I've got same voice. There's a lot of problems here.
Okay, there you have it.
There you have it. Exclusive audio. Boy, did you hear how all hell broke loose?
Yeah, I did hear that at the end. Yeah.
Seems like the tape was a little over-modulated there, too.
Same voice, something. I don't know.
I believe the judge is a woman, if I'm not mistaken, in this case.
Well, you never know how things sound on audio the next day.
Right. That's the missing 18 minutes.